And young ladies, may I just speak very clearly to you today? I know that you know that the kind of character that you display has a lot to do with the kind of character of young man that is drawn to you for marriage. And so the kind of character that you display will draw the kind of young man that you're displaying. If you're displaying a sensuous spirit or a carefree spirit, if you display a sensual spirit, you'll draw a sensuous young man. If you display a carefree, I don't care attitude, you'll draw a carefree, I don't care attitude. My question is, what kind of husband do you want? You're going to be a mother someday, Lord willing. But do you really realize that the young men are watching? As you grow up, you turn 16, you spend time with young people, and your dress and your modesty and the fear of the Lord is really what the godly young men are looking for. The godly young men are looking for young ladies who have the fear of God in their hearts. They are not dressing according to the Joneses down the road or everybody else. It's just so clear. But many times we see the young ladies being drawn into this realm of just being like their friends. And it's not just young ladies, it's the young boys the same way. But we're speaking to the women, we're speaking of womanhood today, and I just want to encourage you young girls. You might think no one notices. But why then do you dress that way? Then why do you do that? If you think no one notices. You know, certain kind of shoes or certain kind of socks or certain way of wearing your clothes, all those things. But you know, it's not just the young men that are watching, the fathers are watching. Right? How many of us fathers are watching very closely? We're jealous over who our sons are going to marry, and we're watching. Have you allowed yourself to be persuaded by those around you? Or are you allowing the Lord to guide you? Oh, for godly young women who have the fear of the Lord. When you go to the store and you look at those shoes, is the fear of God present in your heart at that time? Or are you thinking about how nice it would look? Or are you thinking about your friends who have this kind of shoes and you think, well, you want to look like them? And on it goes. But what about this one here? What about the fear of the Lord? I tell you, listen carefully, young ladies. You will draw the kind of husband to you that you are acting out in your life today. You will. If you're lighthearted and flippant, that's what you'll get. But if you have the fear of God in your heart and you walk accordingly, God will send you a young man who has the fear of God also in his heart. Oh, for godly young ladies who will walk in the fear of the Lord. As fathers, we see you growing up. We rejoice when you give your heart to the Lord. We rejoice to see you go into the baptism of waters with a clear heart, pure face, just the grace of God in your hearts and minds. We love to see that. And we see you when you go through struggles. Maybe you struggle with being accepted. Maybe you struggle with am I worth anything? Maybe you struggle with, well, no one really cares or no one notices, and so you try to be more forward or more flashy in dress, or what, all those things that you try to do because you feel like you're not worth anything, so you have to try to convince others you are worth something, it shows insecurity. But the joy as fathers, as pastors, when we see you maturing to the place where we recognize that that doesn't really matter to you anymore. You, as you mature, young ladies, you will come to the place where it really doesn't matter except what God thinks. And when you've come to that place, then, may I say, us fathers, we see that. And the mothers see it, and we rejoice. Because we know that God now has taken, that you have allowed God to have full control of your life. You've allowed God to direct you. You're willing to lay down your dreams and goals and desires. And you're willing to say, Lord, I don't care. I just want to serve you. And when you're at that place, that's when you then are, may I say, at the place where God will bring you a godly young man. And maybe not marriage for everyone, but every one of you is required to be a virtuous woman, to walk in the fear of God. I say it again, you will draw the kind of young man to you that you are.
Amen.
You really will. Your value is not determined by beauty. It's not by a beautiful face necessarily. It's not by beauty. It's only skin deep, they say. Your value is not determined by favor, whether you're a favorite or popular. That's not what determines your value. The value is determined whether or not you have the fear of God in your heart. Now, where are you on this scale, sisters? I trust there's none of you that are down here that are at less than zero. My hope and prayer for each one of you is that if you're not here at this place, that you could come to this place of where you are known to be a virtuous woman, where the young men who are lighthearted and frivolous and caught up with the world, they will not even think of trying to be your husband. But I will guarantee, if you're in the middle here somewhere, vacillating back and forth and saying, well, I want to be godly, but oh, the world draws me here. If you're at this place, I can tell you what kind of husband you will have. Young men who are not serious about God will be drawn to this kind of a young girl. It's reality. You cannot get away with it. You cannot get away from that truth. So where are you, young girls? Are you here? Are you here? And I would say this. You may be here this morning. You may feel like you're not worth anything. I don't want you to go by your feelings. I want you to go by the facts. The facts are you godly? Are you in the fear of the Lord? Sometimes you may struggle with feeling unimportant, unwanted, or you feel like nobody cares. Don't go by your feelings. Go by what God sees. Go by what God looked at. And God looks at the heart. And the fear of God is needed there. Not just for young sisters, for mothers alike. The Bible speaks of the older sisters teaching the younger. How should the older sisters teach the younger? Maybe some of your older sisters feel like you don't have opportunity to get up in front of a crowd and teach them a lesson like you'd want to. Should you wait for that? Especially, I was thinking of the pastor's wives and the minister's wives. They have a responsibility too. And they do. But the Bible says older women should teach the younger. Older sisters, are you teaching the younger ones? Or are you watching the younger sisters in the congregation here, are you watching them just kind of go off kind of the wrong way, but you're not doing anything about it? Don't you think that you as older sisters are told to teach the younger sisters? Wouldn't it be a blessing if every one of the older sisters would have such an attitude in their hearts that when they see these younger sisters, when they see them misbehave, when they see them going down the wrong way, when they see them making wrong decisions or choices, when they see them acting up or acting in the wrong way, that they would go teach them? I would that every one of you older sisters, mothers, would go and teach the younger ones. Okay? How often do you see something, well, you know it's not quite right, but you don't do anything about it? You're commanded to teach the younger ones. You're commanded to go over there and talk to that young girl and to teach her godliness and uprightness and the fear of the Lord. Are you not? I think so. Let the older sisters teach the younger. Address them. Address the younger ones on their needs. Maybe young mothers need some teaching. There you are. You know, it don't have to be in front of a big crowd. But if you see a need in a sister's life, go talk to that sister. Address them about that. That's what older sisters are to be doing. So once again, I want to lift up womanhood today. I'm just wondering, there are two extremes of women in the world today which we're very, very well aware of. But then there are those that are in between those two extremes. And two extremes is simply, and I'm not thinking of when we think of someone who is extreme, we think of someone who is way out there, and we think of someone who's way out there. I'm not really looking at that. I'm saying there's two extremes. They're a total opposite end. They're total opposite of each other. That's what I mean by that. But what about the in-between? Where are you at, sister, in your heart? Young girls, teenage girls, where are you at? As long as you're headed in that direction, that's really what counts. That's really what counts. Now, if you're over here and you're headed in this direction, that's sad. Which direction are you going? That really is what makes a lot of difference. I want to say this to your sisters. It is such a joy to me when I think of how the temptations that men face of lusting, of watching women and so forth in the world today, and you go out in the, you know, we work in the workplace and there's all kinds of sore things that try our eyes out there. But oh, what a joy it is to come to church here. Hallelujah. And go home from here and just rejoice and just to realize I didn't have any struggles with any lusting towards women in the church today. Isn't that wonderful? Because of your modest apparel. Thank you, sisters. Thank you, mothers, for the example that you've been and are to us. And to our daughters. And maybe you're here today, young sister, and you realize that you're not where you ought to be. Is there any of your sisters here that are struggling with sin? You know you're going the wrong way. Maybe you're hiding sin. That's such deception. That's such deception. God's blessing is not there if you're hiding sin. You're going your own way. You might be rebelling against your father or your mother. Listen, oh listen. Turn while you can. Turn while it is yet time. Lest you go astray. Which direction are you going, sisters? And brothers, Husbands, we do value our wives, do we not? And young men, I say to you, equally as well, the kind of attitude and character that you display is the kind of wife that you will have. It's so very serious. It is. May God help us. Shall we kneel for prayer? Father, I'm just a vessel. Oh, I pray that this vessel may be continually clean and cleansed and holy and pure so that you may speak, Lord. Speak to the hearts of our brothers, the sisters here. Speak to our hearts, Father. Even now, Lord, would you just minister to us? Minister to our hearts. Maybe there's some here who are hurting. Maybe there's some here who have gone the wrong way. Oh, Father, would you encourage them with repentance? Would you encourage them with a turning around? Would you encourage them, Father, that there is yet hope? There's yet hope that you could change the heart and life. You could even change the testimony, Lord. Oh, Father, have your way in our midst here. Do minister grace to each one. Bless our wives, the mothers of our children. Bless each mother here today. Give them vision. Give them direction. Grant our older sisters grace to speak into the lives of the younger sisters. Oh, Father. And give us husbands grace with our wives to encourage them, to bless them, to pray for them, that they may be strong, that they may be virtuous, that they may be godly. Help us as husbands, Lord. Help us as fathers with our sons and our daughters on these very, very serious matters of their character in their youth. Father, we lift up womanhood. We thank you for creating helpmeets for us. And we do bless them with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. I trust you could receive what I share today, sisters. I want you to know I do care. And I'm very concerned about our young people. Oh, let the fear of God may be upon each of our hearts. Amen.
Thank you, brother, for lifting up womanhood, godly, dedicated, committed sisters who love the Lord and are a blessing. I thank God for you, sisters, and your commitment and your dedication to God, first of all, and then to us brothers, us husbands. I so appreciate your example to the believers, and I just want to affirm what Emmanuel shared. I think of how appropriate it is for an older sister. And you know, you might say, well, I don't know if I qualify. I'm not that old. But you know, if you're older in the Lord, you don't have to be silver-haired. But if you're older in the Lord and you see a need in a younger sister, in an area of, oh, something that is not discreet as it ought to be, how appropriate it is for an older sister to address a younger sister. Isn't that right, brothers? You know, it's so much better than if we all say, well, we see that in a person and we wish it were different and finally has to come to the attention of the ministry to deal with it. Oh, how much better if a word spoken in season by an older sister. So I just want to encourage you and bless you. I know some of you are doing that, and we appreciate it. I feel it's a great blessing in our congregation. I thought too of older sisters teaching younger sisters. I just want to bless my wife. Woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. You know, my wife does that every day in our home. She teaches the younger sisters, our daughters. You know, you older women who have young daughters in your home, they are following your life. You know, it's very likely your daughter will grow up to be just like you in many ways. Did you know that? The influence of a godly mother is so powerful. I thank God for the example and the influence of my wife in our home to my daughters and to my sons. When my sons are looking for a life companion, I tell them, you get one just like your mother. I don't know that Emmanuel would have had the statistics on this, and I don't either, but I wonder how many billion-dollar industry the cosmetics industry is in our nation. The makeup, you know, all of those things. Oh, let us be free from that vain fashion of this world. I do feel I need to just share this as a warning to you young men. I have shared it before, but it's very appropriate and timely again. The kind of young man you are, as Emmanuel shared, is the kind of young woman you would draw to yourself. And men have reaped a lifetime of tears and sorrow for the kind of person they were in their youth, and the kind of young lady they sought out and took to wife. Some endure it. Some of the marriages hold, but barely. And others, they disintegrate very quickly. And they reap a lifetime. So my son, give ear to my words, as it says in Proverbs. When you look at the scriptures and the contrast of the evil woman and the virtuous woman, it is a very powerful position that a woman holds. And I say that carefully, but it is true. Many mighty have been cast down and slain by an evil woman. But oh, a virtuous woman. Her price is far above rubies. The greatest blessing. Next to salvation, as Brother Emmanuel shared. Or a great curse and hindrance. So I thank God for His word to us this morning. It is truth. Let us take it to heart. I want to open it up for a little bit here. Maybe you have something to share. Maybe you're a sister struggling in that middle somewhere. And you need to repent. Maybe you as a husband want to bless your wife. Just open it up. Is there someone who would feel led of the Lord to share this morning? Raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you.
Good morning. I wrote some things down only because my mind was going a mile a minute during the message, and I just want to thank you, Brother Emmanuel, for the wonderful message and for preaching to me. I needed it. I can say that I was once that evil woman, but God is taking me up that ladder. I'm not to the virtuous woman, by no means. I want to be there one day. The comment that you made about going by feelings, don't go by feelings. I can say that I definitely do that a lot. I go by feelings and I get hurt very easily, emotionally. A lot of times I feel rejected and I do want to focus more on what, not what others are doing, but what I'm doing in my own life. And I thank you too for preaching as far as, it was funny, I had to look at my daughter and smile at her because I just said the other day, we had a little talk and I was telling her, it's how you are in your life, it's what you portray to others, it's, you know, if you're this and you're this, that's what kind of boy you're going to attract, whatever. And we went through the whole thing practically that you just were talking about. I'm sorry if this is kind of running on. I was just hurrying up and taking notes. As far as another area that I struggle with is I was thinking of the little phrase, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt me. And I know there's many times that just even family members can say things to me and I'll just react in a harsh way, a way that I don't want to react, but I take it the wrong way when it wasn't even meant that way. And I let things blow up sometimes that wasn't even meant the way it was supposed to be. And I just ask God to forgive me for those things. And I want to grow definitely in that area and not taking things for what they weren't even meant to be. And my family, I ask them to forgive me for that also. I was listening to a tape the other day back when Emmanuel was talking about mothers sending their children to daycares, and this man had made a comment that just really stuck with me, that people are working these days to live in mansions, but nobody's home to live in them. Families aren't together, and I do thank the Lord so much for where He has brought me, because I was raised in that type of environment, and I'm so thankful that I can be home with my children. And I enjoy calling my husband when he's driving and just kidding him about, you know, the girls are home, we're cooking dinner, and we're doing, you know, and Logan's taking out the trash, and they just participate with me, and, you know, and talking to him that way and saying little things. But I'm grateful for that I am able to stay home and teach them. And then another thought that was brought to my mind was a young girl had called me that a family member mentioned us, that we would maybe watch her 8-week-old son. And I didn't know who she was. She was a distant relative to Larry, my husband. And she called me up and was asking me, you know, they referred you saying maybe you'd be interested in watching our 8-week-old when I go back to work. And, well, I even prayed before I called her back. And, you know, Lord, what would you have me to say to her, you know? And when I called her back, I was saying, unfortunately, I can't. You know, we do have 5 children. I homeschool and this and that. And I wanted to elaborate a little more, but she kind of was ending it quickly, you know. Anyway, we hung up, and I was just sitting there thinking, Lord, why didn't I speak more to her, you know? And I called her back, and because we have caller ID, and I called her back, and I was just telling her, you know, I just really would love to share some things that God's laying on my heart, and, you know, that what He's been showing me as a wife and a mother. And I actually asked her if her and her husband would want to come over to our house sometime and talk with us. And she said that they would. But then that day, it was like 4 days later, she actually called the day it was supposed to and canceled. I'm not sure what for, but I guess I just let it in the Lord's hands, and I really wanted to reach out to her and encourage her. So I just want to say, encourage you mothers to have a beautiful day today, and if you're pampered today, take advantage of it. And I thank you for the inspiration that you are in my life, and encourage us just to press on as mothers. God bless you.
Praise God, He's changing me. I'm not what I used to be, you know? Glory to God. God is able to take us from the dregs and lift us up into His glorious liberty as sons and daughters of God. Yes, Brother Paul.
I just wanted to thank the Lord and thank my wife for being a virtuous woman. And that I can say with all honesty that she has done me good and not evil all the days that we've been married. I can't think of anything that she's ever done against me. Everything's been for me. And
praise the Lord.
Just thank God and thank you, Laura. And as Emmanuel was sharing there, I was thinking also, kind of as a warning, the thought crossed my mind of different couples that I know that got together before they were saved, and they turned out well. They turned to the Lord, and God gave them a good marriage. But I thought, you know, maybe there's some young people who would look at that and say, well, so-and-so, you know, they didn't start out right, and look how blessed they are. But as a warning that it's very different when you know the truth and
Amen.
You're turning and going the other way.
Amen.
Then if in ignorance, you're in that in ignorance, it's a very different thing. And not to look at that as a
That's right.
Excuse to be going the wrong direction and say, well, so-and-so did that and they turned out okay. Just to encourage you all that that's not God's way.
Thank you, brother. Amen. Another hand in the back. Right? Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to thank Emmanuel for the message this morning. It's an important message. I know often I tell my wife that the power she has, the influence she has in my life in making me the man of God that I need to be by, you know, praying for me, lifting me up in prayers. But I had to think of when Emmanuel was saying, you know, the kind of woman, a virtuous woman, the kind of man she will draw. I was thinking about that, how much truth is in that. I had to wonder, well, that makes me feel pretty good then if I'm like my wife. But I wanted to bless my wife this morning. As I look down over that list in Proverbs of a virtuous woman, I can testify I have found a virtuous woman. So thank you.
Praise God, brother. Another hand back there somewhere? Yes.
It compares a virtuous woman to the ruby. Her price is far above rubies. And if this is of any interest to anyone, the science book I read said the most valuable gem or the most rare gem is a ruby, which I guess should be no surprise to us since that's what God used to compare to.
God took the highest value of anything on earth and said a virtuous woman is far above. Hallelujah. I can agree. Hand up front here.
I'd like to share this morning. I've sat silent on Mother's Day for a number of years and just want to thank God this morning that He has given me the blessing, the privilege to get married to a virtuous woman. Thank you, Sarah. Also, just a final word to the young people before I get married here. Just like to encourage the young men this morning that it's worth the wait. Don't become impatient and settle for second best. It's worth the wait. Sisters, walk with God. Remain faithful, and your life will hold absolutely no regrets for having done that.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, brother. You know, sometimes a sister may get a bit impatient and think, well, you know, what could be worse than being single? I'll tell you what could be worse. And that is to be married to someone who is not fearing God. And there's been many books written on that side as well. Sisters who went out from underneath the umbrella of protection of their fathers and mothers and married. And A Journey of Tears and all the different books that have been written. You know, you might think, well, he'll change. I know he has a little problem with drinking, but he'll change. Only God can change him. You can't.
You can't. Don't ever fall for those deceptive lies. Is there someone else? Is there another hand?
A couple of things. When Emmanuel was putting that chart on the board, I thought, well, and he was talking about the value of the evil woman, and I thought, well, I'm just thankful that God saw value even in the evil woman, and that He sent His Son to die for her sins so that she can become a virtuous woman, that she has hope.
Amen.
And the other thing, when Aaron, you were saying about the younger women being older in the Lord, and I just want to thank any of the younger women who have said things to me, and I just hope that younger women who are not intimidated to talk to older women, because I know there are a lot of women that are a lot younger than I am that are older in the Lord and a lot more virtuous, and I'm just thankful for each one of them that's had an influence on me. Thank you.
Praise God. Another hand over here on the sister's side.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for the message this morning, too. I'm in a little different position than some of you. I stand in as a mom for children from broken homes many times, and I think just the role of a mother was brought even nearer to my heart this week. I had the opportunity to take a 13-year-old foster girl into my home in a crisis situation. It was very short, but I sat and listened to her, and I could have wept, and her heart's cry was, I want a mom who acts like a mom. I want a mom that will be a mom to me instead of a mom that encourages me to do wrong. I could have just wept listening to her as she poured out a number of things, and she has a mom that is telling her to do sin, you know, go into immorality, do drugs, you know, that's what her mom is telling her. And I just, you know, the things that she said, a 13-year-old should not know a fraction of the things that she does. And I just wanted to bless the moms here. Do not give up on teaching your children, you know, and protecting them and blessing them and training them and guiding them. You know, a mom can either wreck it for their children or she can really make a beautiful difference in their lives. And it was just, it was just heartbreaking to listen to her. And just the different opportunities that I see of children whose moms have not taken the place of a mom, have not loved them, have not nurtured them, you know, it's heartbreaking. But God does give us opportunities to reach into their lives too, and I'm just thankful that God is giving me that opportunity. And I just want to encourage the moms, do not give up on it. I know when I got saved, shortly after that, I went through a time when I was angry at my parents because I was like, why didn't they keep me from all these things? But my parents had tried, and I was rebellious. I chose to do things behind their back. And I just, you know, that's another area. It was my fault. It was not my parents' fault. They had wanted to keep me from some of those things, too. So just, again, just do not give up in teaching and training and loving and nurturing, because it is worth it. It does make a difference in their lives.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. Others? Hand on the brother's side. Amen, Brother Jeff.
Yes, I just wanted to bless the mother of my 9 children. I am very grateful for her. I am thinking back at how we got born again around the same time. What a blessing that was. Two people starting out, first-generation Christians together. We've had our stumbles, finding our way, being first-generation Christians, not having good, you know, we had examples before us, but I thank the Lord for her. I thank the Lord for her differences that I don't have, that she has, that God has given to her. She sees things sometimes quicker than I do, and comes to tell me, and I'm blessed with that. Recently we were at a cell group work day over a brother and sister's home, and I was just watching her, and I was saying, oh Lord, thank you for giving her to me. And I thought about how short my life was, and I thought, well, I want to make the best of the time I have with her. And I'm just very grateful to God that He has given her to us, our family, and I want to bless her for that.
Thank you, brother.
Another hand in the back on the brother's side. Is there anyone on the sister's? Get your hand up on the sister's side if there's anyone led to share.
Yes, I also want to thank the Lord for the message and for the enduring wife that He has given me, and very thankful today for the children that He has allowed us to enjoy. And I thought of this hymn that was asked for earlier, for Christ and the Church, for Christ our dear Redeemer, for Christ who died to save, for the Church His blood hath purchased, Lord, make us pure and brave. And I believe that that is the cry of the heart of the of what is really taking place. And this message is such a blessing, because we have seen, I don't know if someone remembers Daryl Champlin's message, and he shared they had similar struggles back in the places where they minister in the Amazons, and that they noticed that sometimes the wives would get left behind and things like that, and then they started to be aware of this. So this is some of the devil's devices, maybe, that really the reason that the Lord inspired those scriptures about teaching the younger ones. And so we just see the vast need, as we've had the blessed opportunity to spend time with different families, different churches across the United States, and we're very thankful for that, because we could suffer together through things, and that we don't forget the different churches back there, maybe, and our relatives that could benefit from this message, because it's a real need, I believe, and a real blessing for us today.
All right, thanks for sharing. Just wanted to give this encouragement to those who labor in the children's ministry. You know, as Rosella was sharing, you know, I thought too, my heart went out to many of these young children who grow up in an environment where there is no loving mother, who is a virtuous woman, but she's an evil woman. And I just want to encourage you, young girls, teach those young girls in there in the city about purity, about, you know, about God's holiness and what God has for them. You know, you may be the only teacher that they'll ever have to tell them those things. And, you know, you may think, well, what difference can it make when they're sitting in front of television and all these things? But yet, the Word of God is quick. It's powerful. And the Lord may bring it back to their hearts, and He may use it in a great way in their lives. So I just want to encourage you to show that love and that care to those dear souls. Is there another hand somewhere on this side? No? Okay. All right. Well, I thank you, Brother Emmanuel, for sharing with us the word of the Lord on virtuous womanhood. God bless you, sisters.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His word. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Ephrata Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now.